You're probably wondering why I have a picture of Albert Einstein on this slide, but Albert Einstein did not start to speak until he was 3 years old. Now, this should make anyone who has a child whose speech is developing later than usual feel a little bit better about that. However, about 40% of late talkers have other problems like hearing impairments or mental setbacks. But about 3% of young children with delayed language skills have sensory, motor, cognitive, and emotional abilities on par or above their peers. So, like I said, seeing this picture should make anybody who's got some serious language delays feel just a little bit better. Now, it's unclear why these children speak later than others. They're not necessarily from homes where they don't get enough linguistic input. Even though some of their parents talk to them more in terms of what children can say rather than what they can understand, this may be more the result than the cause of their delay. Current investigations really are focusing on problems of information processing, okay, or absorbing the meaning of new words based on having heard it in a conversation. It's also possible that these children have a specific cognitive limitation that might make them hard to learn the rules of new language. In any case, children whose language is delayed often benefit from special teaching programs at home, at pre-K, and from qualified professionals. The importance of addressing the problem early can be seen in research that found that school children with reading disabilities often had early language defects, such as mispronunciations at age 2, poor vocabularies at age 3, or weaknesses in naming objects at age 5. And this is research from the 90s by Scarborough. So it's important that if you see delays, bring it up with your pediatrician, have some screening done, and see if there's anything that could be done at home to help iron out those issues.